What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
And we need to be calling this out. There are countless videos of Mitch McConnell tripping, falling, freezing. It has now been 4 weeks since Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky fell in his home, was rushed to the hospital, and has since been incapacitated and incapable of doing his job as a senator of the United States. He is supposed to be representing, protecting, and helping the people of Kentucky, yet he seems to be too frail to do his sole job. Which leads me to ask the very simple question. Why do we keep hiring elderly people to do a job that is both mentally and physically straining? I would never discriminate on somebody solely based on their age, but the simple reality is there are certain jobs in which you have the lives of others in your hands. Did you guys know that airline pilots are forced to retire at age 65? You can't be a 75-year-old or 85-year-old pilot flying people around, because you have people's lives in your hand. You need a lot of sharpness, you need a lot of fitness, and this is not to say that there aren't people who are in their 70s and 80s who aren't sharp or aren't fit. I'm not trying to generalize or discriminate at all, but I think it is very fair to ask the question, why is the leadership in this country dying in office, even beyond Lindsey Graham? We've had the same thing happen on the Democratic side as well, people getting old and then dying while clinging on to their representative seat or their Senate seat. And in Kentucky, it's uniquely visible right now. This actually terrifies me. We need to have people on the job who are fit, who are mentally sharp, who can take on any challenges coming their way, not people who are having their staff basically shadow run their entire apparatus because they've been in the hospital for the past 30 days. The worrisome part is Senator Mitch McConnell has been doing this for years. I dug up this clip from 2023 of Senator Mitch McConnell freezing during a press conference.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of
The video is not frozen. He's frozen.
Are you good, Mitch?
Okay, Mitch. Anything else you want to say, or should we just go back to your office? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything else to the press?
Go ahead, John.
It's honestly a scary sight. This man is supposed to be representing Kentuckians, yet the people around him are treating him like a child because he's confused. And I want to be clear, I would never demean somebody solely based off of old age. I'm not trying to demean anybody here. I have family members who I'm watching grow older, and I love them very much, and it's hard to watch people grow older that you really care about. So I'm not going to sit here and be disrespectful. However, it's important that we point out when our leaders, these public figures in positions of power, are growing so old that they can no longer do their job. And I can confidently say Mitch McConnell can no longer do his job. Dude, I'm 23 years old and I am sharp cognitively, and working in politics for me is overwhelming at times. I've got a team around me that helps me execute, and I am working around the clock to make sure that we have the news out, that we have everything pushing. I could not imagine being 84 years old and being an actual senator and having to do this every single day. There is no chance he is representing the people of Kentucky in the way that he should be, and we need to be calling this out. There are countless videos of Mitch McConnell tripping, falling, freezing. None of this is to make fun of him, but this is what is happening. This is from a year ago.
That's a,
I mean, it's honestly quite sad. This was Mitch McConnell from a few months ago on Capitol Hill trying to end the questioning of Pete Hegseth, and then his staffer has to come up and say, "Sir, there are still multiple other people in line to question Pete Hegseth." It's just an all-around embarrassing moment, and Mitch McConnell sounds slow in this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, here's where we are. The vote is about over. The secretary has to get with the president on the China trip. I'm going to ask Senator Murkowski to wrap up, and thank you all for being here.
Baldwin, Shaheen, and Kennedy still have questions. Wrap up after.
Hold here. Yeah. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of time for a second round, so we'll get through everybody. And
oh, my God. I can't lie. This is just making me uncomfortable to watch. I'm not even as angry as I was. It's just his lips are purple. This is a few months back. He's struggling to speak. He's struggling to hear. It seems like he's not doing well at all. Just to recap, he's trying to end the questioning of Hegseth by saying, "All right, everybody, the questioning is over." And I'm pretty sure he just doesn't understand that there are still 3 to 4 more senators that have to question Hegseth. And his aide has to come up and repeat it to him 4 different times, and he still doesn't understand what's happening here. How are we supposed to trust this person to be a senator of the United States? This is him in 2023.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's right.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
You know how sometimes it feels like a lot of our politicians are out of touch with the current day issues? It feels like we're electing people that aren't really in tune with the problems of the American people. I think it has to do with this. Again, I'm not trying to offend anybody's age in particular. We have a very diverse audience of people of all ages, but the reality is we need younger leadership in this country. We need leadership that is healthy enough to actually do the job, to travel around, to be on their shit all day, every single day, and we don't want to have news of death happening in Congress left and right. It's not even just a Republican thing, even though there are many Republicans disappearing and dying. It's happened on the Democratic side as well. We've had older politicians over the past year or two unfortunately just die in office because they try to cling on to power until they're 85 years old. 90 years old. Americans have been reiterating over and over that we don't want politicians declining in front of our eyes, going around with an outdated worldview trying to represent us. Nobody really truly wants that. Like, here's an example of Mitch McConnell being questioned about ICE about a year ago. He was being asked about ICE detaining people illegally and with no due process. He can't actually address the core of the issue because he falls over. Let me just play it for you.
Excuse me, Senator. My name is Stella. I want to ask, do you support ICE taking working people off the streets and kidnapping them?
That one just makes me a little bit uncomfortable. The fact that this old man, it's his doing. He's still in power. But at some point, leave Congress. Leave Congress, please. It should have been years ago. To make matters even worse, the President of the United States isn't in much better of a place. He is also being treated like a child by Infantino. The president of FIFA keeps trying to show Trump this gold statue to make him feel good about himself. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump from last year. This is from August of 2025. And Trump is being treated like an absolute child in this video. The FIFA president is treating him the same way McConnell's handlers were treating McConnell in these videos. Like,
only the FIFA president, presidents of countries, and then those who win can touch it, because it's for winners only. And since you are a winner, of course you can as well touch it. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's the winner trophy. The last one who lifted that is Lionel Messi of Argentina. And here it is in the Oval Office in the White House.
Can I keep it?
For you. Well, you can keep
We're
it.
Not giving it back. We're not giving it back. That's serious.
It fits well.
It goes very well on the wall right over there. Yeah. We'll put it right.
You know, this fits pretty well. The guy is treating him like an absolute child. Even the way he's leaning over, he's like, I'm going to show this to you. Are you going to take care of it? Not many people get to touch this. And Trump literally does a thing where he's like, mine. It's mine now. Do I get to keep this now? An actual child. Well, last night, Donald Trump went back on stage with Infantino to signify the wrapping up of the World Cup as we enter the final stages. And the same thing happened. He was treated like a child.
So we are providing joy and unless happiness.
The team loses.
Unless the team loses, of course. And all this, of course, would not have been possible. And I say this because it is the truth. You don't need people to compliment you, Mr. President, but this World Cup would not have been such an incredible success without you. Please.
They're treating Trump like he was a starting player of one of these teams, or like he was out there setting up the chairs, or like he was like funding it. He literally just made some corrupt calls when he was pissed off.
Your administration, every single person in the White House, in the administration, in the cities, in the states, everywhere contributed to create this safe and secure and joyful.
Okay, we've got a serious problem in our politics right now. We have people in power who are old, who are corrupt, who are narcissists, and who do not care about the American people. I'm talking about Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller and Elon Musk. All of these people in power are just bad human beings. Adam Cochran points out, you know, a lot of people are asking, why hide McConnell's state? It's not like a Dem would win a special election anyways. Well, if McConnell vacated before August 3rd, before the cutoff, there would be a special election and anyone can register as an independent, including Thomas Massey, which would split the Republican vote, giving him, or maybe even the Democrat, the chance at the plurality. But if McConnell's seat is not vacated before the 3rd by illegally stepping down or passing away, then it's too close to the next election, and the rules prevent a special election, which bars any new registrations at this point. With Mitch McConnell's wife having traveled to China after he was hospitalized, there was no next of kin. This was posted the day before we got the proof of life from Mitch McConnell, but it all still stands. Mitch McConnell is in a very bad state, and if he steps down before August 3rd, they could trigger a special election in which Thomas Massey enters. That is why Republicans were fighting so hard to keep this covered up. The only person that doesn't really seem to care is Trump. He keeps getting asked about it, and he's like, well, I don't really care.
They're sort of crazy. They're a little bit out of control, but they want to make a deal. Badly.
So, I have no idea how he's doing.
This guy does not care. He does not care at all. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next video. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluff Mobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.